ABC Radio Australia.
As Australia continues to support the clean-up efforts of an oil spill in a remote part of Solomon Islands, local government officials there are reviewing how a mining licence was awarded to the company that's at the centre of the environmental disaster, as they were ordered to do by the country's caretaker, Prime Minister Rick Ho, late last week. At least 100 tonnes of oil spilt after the ship that was carrying bauxite from a nearby mine was grounded on a reef near the island of Rennell in early February. The watchdog group Transparency Solomon Islands says there are many questions that need to be answered, specifically why and how a logging company was issued a mining lease, as Evan Wasuka reports.
In 2013, the foreign company, Asia Pacific Investment Development, APID, was taken to court in a logging dispute with allegations it had failed to pay a contractor and local landowners in the country's western province. A year later, the High Court would rule in favour of APID. In the same year, APID branched out from logging to mining. The Solomon Islands Mines and Minerals Board granted it a mining lease on the island of Rennell, followed by a licence to export. But that process is now being reviewed by government officials, as directed by caretaker Prime Minister Rick Ho last week. Ruth Lilongula is the head of anti-corruption watchdog Transparency Solomon Islands. She believes APID should never have been given a mining licence.
It isn't because there is corruption within our political setup. And it is a logging company and it turned into a mining company and it is able to get the mining license without being subject to the checks and balances.
But just how big a step is it to go from logging to mining?
It's quite a kind of a low technology form of mining. In many ways, it's quite similar to logging, the same sort of equipment.
Dr. Matthew Allen is a University of South Pacific academic and researcher. He says the EPID case appears to be one where loggers have switched to a more lucrative industry and brought some of the practices that have been common in the logging sector.
They are employing all the same sorts of tricks and tactics and exploiting the same sorts of loopholes that they have been doing for a very long time.
As government officials carry out the review into how APID got its license, Transparency is hopeful that the license will be revoked and bauxite mining in Rennell comes to a stop. Ms. Lilongula believes the Mines and Minerals Board's decision was clouded by politics.
Because of politicians going in there and politicians benefiting from this arrangement. The country does not benefit from this at all.
Dr. Allen, who has carried out research in the Solomon Islands and Melanesia, agrees. He says the bauxite mining in Rennell has been plagued by many problems.
There have been administrative and procedural anomalies and indeed direct political interference in every single aspect of the development of mining on Rennell.
Under Solomon Islands laws, an environmental impact study needs to be done prior to any mining license is issued. But Ms. Lilongula has raised her concerns about the study in this case.
When you look at it, it's a cast and paste document. It does not take into consideration the fragility of these res coral atolls. They just use it to tick off the requirements of the Act.
Solomon Islands consultant George Kosui shares the same sentiments. He's written reports on the mining sector for the Solomon Islands Extractive Industries Transparency Initiative.
The requirement, even under the Act terms of requirements, that they have to have the technical know-how in the field of mining before they issue the license. And I just don't know why they issued license to APID.
For APID, export tax hasn't been paid because in 2016, Prime Minister Manase Sogovare introduced a 0% tax duty for bauxite exports, which came in before APID's first shipment. Dr. Allen from USB again.
You know, this is nothing new. This is so familiar. It's depressingly familiar from Solomon's decades-long experience with logging, where we've seen this collusion between companies and politicians and senior bureaucrats.
Solomon Islands has introduced a new mining policy, but Dr. Allen says new policies and amendments to the current law will not be enough.
You could have the best mining act and governance set up, you know, in the world, but that doesn't necessarily mean in a place like Solomon Islands that in practice it's going to make any difference, because at the end of the day, it all comes down to the nature of politics and the political system, and for the politics to change, it's going to take a very long time.
Pacific Beat has reached out to both APID and mine operators Bintan for comments, but both have yet to respond.